America Eulogy, and what happens next. So President Trump stated that he will support an orderly transition to Biden. I hope that those who hate Trump will begin to understand that he was telling the truth when first elected. But we're transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the American people. He tried to do this, but he failed. The system, the swamp, fought him from the beginning, falsely accused him, falsely impeached him, falsely covered him, the fake media, and finally stole the election from him by fraud. This is not his loss because he fought the fight to the end. That makes him a winner. It's actually America's loss. Unless there's a violent overthrow of the regime, the swamp, we unfortunately will have to live with the consequences of allowing dishonorable people to lay the groundwork, morally, spiritually, and politically, to destroy the greatest country that has ever been or ever will be until Christ establishes his kingdom. There will be dark days ahead. The left has destroyed our grassroots economy. The economy that is thriving is dependent on China. Our freedoms will continue to dissipate. We will see massive unemployment, more and more federal deficits, more suicides, more murders, more hate directed at Christians, more lawlessness, persecutions, property confiscations, false imprisonments, more crimes against humanity, more internal division. When you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. In the midst of the nation's crumbling, true Christians will experience prosperity despite the persecution. That prosperity will spring from our personal relationship with Christ Jesus, who lives in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those who do not have the Spirit of God in them will gnash their teeth at us and do everything in their power to destroy us. But the presence of the Holy Spirit in us will sustain us and enable us to be witnesses of the power of the blood of the Lamb, by which we will overcome, even though it may cost our physical lives. This great tribulation will only last 3.5 years, at the end of which our Lord will return and set all things right. Has the clock started ticking? I don't know. But I do know that America has chosen a path that is consistent with the end time prophecy. She is not mentioned in it, so she is either irrelevant or non-existent. Lastly, do not subscribe to anything that the new administration promotes. They are globalists, which is another term for one world government, or Antichrist kingdom that will come. The mark, name, or number will be a technological signal that you have become part of their system. In becoming part of their system, you will have denied the lordship of Jesus Christ, directly or indirectly. The only way you will be protected and preserved during this great tribulation is by being filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're not yet filled with His Spirit, get serious with Him. Leave the apostate church that you're attending and find one that believes in and teaches a personal, Spirit-filled, Word-based, grace-based walk with God. These words that I'm sharing today reflect the truth that is revealed in the book of Revelation. In Jesus' name, be blessed.